Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Doral, Florida today, home to the largest Venezuelan immigrant community in the U.S. For years now, Venezuelans have been emigrating to the United States to escape their country's fiscal crisis and violent crime, the worst on the continent. But with President Nicolas Maduro assuming near dictatorial powers this summer, the Venezuelan expat community is now bracing for a wave of political exiles. Tim Padgett from WLRN in Miami reports.
Gustavo Marcano is the mayor of the eastern Venezuelan city of Lechería. Like most places in Venezuela, Lechería has been the site of angry government protests as the country's economy collapses and as its socialist government morphs into what critics call a dictatorship. But because Marcano is an opposition mayor, that government recently ordered his arrest for not stopping the protest in his city. In fact, it summarily sentenced Marcano to 15 months in prison. And he says it got worse. My family and I received death threats by phone and text, Marcano says. Pro-government thugs even picketed my house and harassed my kids. So Marcano, his wife, and two young boys took a clandestine route out of Venezuela. They arrived this month in Doral, Florida, just west of Miami.
La dictadura es de tal calaña.
Venezuela's regime is a bona fide dictatorship now, Marcano told me, and it will commit any abuse to make sure it stays in power forever. More than 100 people have been killed in the anti-government protests this year. Polls show fewer than 1 in 5 Venezuelans now supports President Nicolas Maduro. But Maduro consolidated power recently by creating a new National Assembly, a move constitutional experts call illegal, filled with his supporters. Backed by the military, the new assembly wants to jail Maduro's political opponents. So far, it has 20 opposition mayors and other officials on its list. Human rights watchdog Amnesty International says the government is taking repression to a frightening new level. Venezuelan exiles see that, too.
The only law in Venezuela is 20 people that form this regime and their shock troops.
Janet Gonzalez left Venezuela 15 years ago when those socialist shock troops, street gangs called colectivos, bullied her family out of the country for opposing Maduro's late predecessor, Hugo Chavez. In 2008, after settling in Florida, she co-founded the group Politically Persecuted Venezuelans in Exile, or VPEX. Most recent Venezuelan immigrants to South Florida came to flee the economic crisis and violent crime. But Gonzalez says VPEX is now bracing for a wave of political exiles.
Right now, the persecution is growing day by day. They remove the mask.
Meaning, she says, Venezuela's new regime has removed any pretense of tolerating dissent. Critics say that also means it has cast away any qualms about ratcheting up brutality. Take the case of Willy Arteaga. He's a 23-year-old musician who's become famous for playing his violin during street demonstrations, even amid tear gas. That's Arteaga playing during a protest in Caracas just before he visited Miami as an ambassador for Venezuela's opposition in June. Late last month, the National Guard arrested him and, according to those who visited him in jail, severely beat him. Gabriela Ramirez is a Venezuelan human rights attorney involved in Arteaga's case. Willie symbolizes peaceful protest, and the regime wants to eradicate that, Ramirez said from Caracas. They want the world to think the opposition is only violent terrorists.
It's almost like you have X-ray vision. It's like, oh my goodness, again.
Milly Herrera is a Cuban-born Venezuelan-American. She watched her late father oppose the socialist governments in Cuba and Venezuela. And she says her dad taught her to know when a country has become a police state, when opposition leaders will be hunted down and flee into exile. In Venezuela, she says, that's now.
It always happens in these quote-unquote revolutions. They choose who they persecute and who they jail because that is strategic to set an example and fear.
Herrera was part of an expat group that met this month with Florida Senator Bill Nelson to discuss the Venezuelan emergency. A few days later, Miami-Dade County commissioners urged President Trump to grant Venezuelan exiles temporary protected status here in the U.S. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.